Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 246. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And quick thank you to everyone who's been DMing me recently, texting me recently, emailing me recently, just to say hi and what's up. I really do appreciate that. And special hello to all of the new followers and listeners who came from the wonderful Raina and Ashley on my episode on Girls Gotta Eat. There's been a ton of you. I see you. Hello. And I appreciate you. So thanks so much for listening. And also a quick thank you to everyone who listened to my last episode. It was one of my music and mindfulness episodes. I do those about once a month. They're special episodes where I team up with DJs, producers, artists, musicians, and we basically bring mindfulness to you in a really cool, relatable, upbeat, energizing way. It's very different, if you haven't listened yet, from like a typical guided meditation, but it's really fun. I basically combine my perspective with upbeat music, and I've done them with Griffin and Sam Felt and a couple others, and I've got huge, huge, huge names lined up for the future. So thank you for listening to those. If that sounds like something you're interested in, you can go to the link in my Instagram bio and click that there, and I've got them all listed out, so you don't have to wade through all my usual episodes. You can just find the music and mindfulness one. So check that out if that's up your alley. But today I've got a standard issue New Mindset Who Dis episode for you. And I mentioned DMs, and I think that's a good place to start here, because this episode, if you can't tell by the title, it's going down in the DM. It's going down in the DM. And I'll start by saying that, you know, I get a lot of DMs. I just do. It's the brand. It's what I do. And that doesn't make me cool. It doesn't make me cool at all. So please don't think that, because I'm not. But, you know, the fact of the matter is I ask for everyone to DM me. I invite it. I really like chatting with people. Honestly, it's just fun to me to strike up a random conversation on the internet with a random stranger on the internet. Like, it's just fun to me. If I have the time, I'll strike up a conversation. But lately, you know, I've been getting what I would characterize as like like thirstier DMs from people. And, you know, I don't know if it's because I've been dropping just, you know, thirst trap after thirst trap, the mirror selfies where I, you know, I talk about why I tuck in my shirt at the gym. I know you love those or something. I'm just half kidding here. But, you know, I've been on the receiving end of these DMs, and I would be lying if I said I didn't like it. So I appreciate those, of course. And I would never, ever, ever shame anyone for sliding in the DM. In fact, if you've been listening to the pod for a while, you know that I'm in your corner big time. I say, go for what you want, say what you want, go for who you want. Slide in the DM, my friend. I say the water's always warm in there. Just slide on in. Not necessarily to me, but other people and just in general. Like, I think it's a great tactic. Why not? But, you know, with that being said, I've noticed something recently, or even like call it over the past year, I've noticed this. And, you know, just as a guy with ears and eyes and a brain, I've noticed this, and I've also noticed this in like business as well. So this is a broad topic, but I think it could be helpful for you. And here it is. Here's what I've noticed. It's that we, because I'm very much included in this, we are not direct enough in our lives. We are not direct enough with our DMs, with our words, with our emails, everything. And this is a topic that I want to talk about here briefly, because it's a mindset. It's a mindset that encourages us to be direct with everything you say and everything you do. And, you know, I'm using DMs as an example here, and, you know, I'm not making fun of anyone at all. So keep doing you, my friend. But like I said, I get a lot of DMs, and 100% of the DMs are so, so nice. Everyone is so freaking nice to me. It's unbelievable. So I appreciate you there. I really do. You know, and so I'll get a lot of DMs. I'll get DMs from people saying, oh, I loved your episode. Here's a topic idea. Can you do an episode on this or that? I'm like, yeah, sure. That's great. But then I also get these other DMs where it's like clear that the person wants something. And I think that's great. Maybe they want to grab coffee. Maybe they want to date me. Maybe they want something in between, whatever. You know, I'm not sitting here, you know, boasting about it, but that's the reality of it. And I see these DMs and I think that's great. Like, freaking go for it. I love it. But I've noticed that I feel like the execution is poor. Like, I'll get a DM and it'll be like, Case, I love your podcast. I think we'd get along really great. Period. Like that, and that's the DM. Or Case, you know, I listen to your pod and I love it. One of these days I'd love to grab coffee. That's the DM. Or Case, I love the quotes that you post here in Chicago. I live in Chicago. Hope I see you around. Like that, right? And again, can't be more clear. I love you all. I love every single DM. But I look at those and I'm like, you know, let me put myself in your shoes for a second here. And when I do that, it seems to me like kudos to you. You got up the courage to send that off. But then it also seems like it's like you only put enough gas in the tank to get halfway there. Like, I know what you're saying, but why don't you say it? Why don't you actually say it? What's the conclusion of that DM? Like, why don't you be more direct with what you want and the way that you say it? It's like, Case, I love your podcast. I think we'd get along. Okay, so then what? So what? Or Case, you know, I listen to your podcast and I love it. One of these days I'd love to grab coffee. Okay, when? How? What? Or Case, I love the quotes you post. You know, I live in Chicago. I hope I see you around one day. Okay, what day? What's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, why aren't we more direct specifically with what we're asking and what we want? And to be so clear, I'm like the king of being guilty of this. Like, I'm thinking back, like, I used to be that cliche facepalm guy who would like, I would react to girls' Instagram stories with like heart eyes or, you know, a mouth water emoji. So weak. Like, it's cringing even thinking about that. That's so, so weak. So I get this for sure. I get it. And this happens in dating apps as well, right? It's like, to me, the MO should be like, get to the freaking point. Get to the point. Like, you don't want to be pen pals with that person at all. The goal should be to get off the app and get to meeting each other. So stop with the banter. Ask for what you want and go from there, right? But this is broader than just dating. Like, I see this in business and networking a lot. It's like the all too familiar, hey, I'd love to pick your brain. I'd love to, include you in my network. I'd love to grab a coffee. I've seen it in my sales career too, a lot. It's like those emails or even calls. It's like, I'd love to, you know, understand your business goals, or I'd love to connect and just introduce myself and circle back and touch base. And again, no disrespect there, but I don't think that's direct at all. I think we delude ourselves into being like, what? No, that was direct. I asked for what I wanted. I'm like, did you though? It's like, pick your brain, grab coffee, connect and introduce myself. That's not what you want. No, it's, hey, I want to sell you something. I want to show you what I have to offer. I want to pitch my business. I want this. I want that. So, and again, I'm going to validate this in a second, but I think it's time to, you know, realize that the most compassionate growth mindset you can have is to simply be direct. To simply be direct about what you want and then let that come out in your words and your messages that you send out. So simply put, you know, we don't have to define what being direct is. We know what being direct is. It's being direct. It's not, I hope I see you around one of these days. It's, hey, I want to meet you. Is there a day that works? How about Tuesday? Right? Or it's, hey, you know, I think we'd really get along well. No, it's not that. It's, hey, I think we'd get along well. What's your number? Like, I'd love to hang out. I'd love to meet. Or it's not, hey, I'd love to pick your brain. It's, hey, I'd love the opportunity to pitch you my business idea. Do you have time? That's being direct. And to break it down, like in a dating setting, I think being direct is super sexy. It just is. And in business, you can't say it's sexy in business. In business, it's confident. There's no time wasted, right? There's no guessing. But most of all, I think being direct just shows that you care. And it shows that you care so much, in fact, that you're willing to be laughed at. You're willing to be hit with a no. You're willing to potentially be awkward. And whether that's in your dating life or in business or in networking or friendship or whatever it is, I think that's something to always be admired for. Always. Always, always, always. So if that's the case, and we're probably on the same page with that, right? We're probably like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. That's a vibe. If that's the case, why aren't we more direct in our lives? Why aren't we more direct? Well, I think we know the answer as well. It's because we don't want to be rejected. We don't want to be rejected. Who wants to be rejected? Being rejected sucks. There's no like worse temporary feeling in the world. It stinks. But then at the same time, I kind of take that back. I think there is a worse feeling, and that's being stuck in the gray area of life. The gray area of life, that's where you mince your words, you sand down the edges of what you really mean or what you really want to say. It's living in this limbo of where you never like directly ask for what you want. And as a result, you never truly know what's possible for you. It's where you live in like a murky gray area where your head and your heart is filled with what ifs and question marks and potentially like actual regret. So I don't know. Even as I say this, I feel like there is a worse feeling than being told no. And that's not knowing at all. So what do you think about that? You know, you tell me, what's worse, not knowing or hearing no? Think about that for a second. But I want to take a couple minutes here to show you that in my mind, I think being rejected is so much better than not being direct with your words. I want to show you what a superpower I think it is to speak your mind and just be direct, 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 direct. And, you know, simply put, I just want to encourage you to ask yourself the next time you're preparing to send that text, that DM, make that call, whatever it is, to ask yourself, am I capable right now of being more direct? Am I capable of being more direct? Are my words mirroring my intentions? Is what I'm about to say what I really want to say? Is what I'm about to say what I really want? And I want you to ask yourself this and realize that, you know, of course, let's be realistic. There's limitations to this. Like sometimes you need to put your toe in the water before you jump in, right? Or like shitty movie reference here. Sometimes you need to first plant the plant and wait for it to grow before you fuck the plant, right? But for the most part, I think that direct people, straightforward people, they just make life easier for everyone. For themselves, yes, but for other people as well. They just make life easier. And people who make life easier, well, that's a leg up in life. Like direct people, they do this. I don't know if maybe I'm alone here, but have you ever noticed that you just feel more at ease around direct people? Like, I don't think this is just me. Like, I actually feel uneasy when I'm around someone and I'm unsure of what that person wants or what their motive is. Like, it's awkward. It's cat and mouse. It makes everyone uncomfortable. It's that gray area. But then when that person like finally states what they want, they state their intention. I don't know, but I just feel at ease because then I know there's no more doubt. I know what they want. And then, hey, I can address it and we can speak openly and there's no more hiding and there's no more dropping hints. And it's just, we're all on the same page. We're on the same page. So just an observation here, please know that I think that when you're direct, for the most part, you're doing everyone a favor. Yourself, yes. And other people, yes. Your directness simply helps ease any stress that someone might be having or feeling. It just saves everyone time. And it could also be empathetic and see how like you might think it's the opposite. You might think that your directness is awkward or that it's like showcasing your crazy side. Or maybe even too, maybe you think that being too direct with feedback, for example, it might be perceived as mean or hurtful or like unnecessarily direct. But I really don't think so. I really don't. Like, I've worked in corporate America my whole career, of course, in like aggressive sales positions. And I can tell you unequivocally that the best managers I've ever worked with, the best account executives I've ever worked with, they are those who are direct. No ambiguity. This is what I want. This is what I did. This is what I didn't do. This is what happened. This is it. That's direct. It's no padding. And it helped everyone because it saved time. There was no dropping hints. There was no what ifs. It was just appreciated. So let's just ground ourselves in that observation right now, that there's a big upside to being direct. It shows confidence. It shows intention. And it also shows vulnerability, that you're willing to potentially have a moment of awkwardness because you care. And that is something to always be applauded. Showing that you care is sexy. Showing that you care is confident. And I respect that person so much more than someone who just like wants to drop hints all day. Like, to me, that's just like, oof. No more hints. I say, let's just be direct. Right? So those are the upsides here, but it still doesn't address the potential of being direct. And you're like, hell yeah, I'm being direct. But then you get blindsided by a 18 wheeler and you're rejected, right? You step up, but you're rejected. And so you're wary to be direct again. So I get that, of course. But in regards to rejection, I say that as tough of a pill as it is to swallow, if you do end up being rejected, like, it sucks. I know there's nothing that I could say here that's going to make you not feel that pain. But in my mind, you get rejected. Now you have an answer. And you can deal with an answer, right? You can react to an answer. I think you can. Because the contrast to that is what I described earlier. It's that murky gray area of not knowing, of what if, of missed shot, missed opportunity, missed potential. And that leads to regret. And so when I break it down like this and I compare the two, a simple answer that's no versus a whirlwind of what ifs, I'm like, yeah, okay, that no kind of hurt, not gonna lie, but I can deal with an answer. I struggle with not dealing with an answer. I struggle with not having an answer to react to. What do you think about that? Like, I think rejection is so much better than not knowing. Rejection is so much better than not knowing, because you can deal with being told no. You could deal with failing. You can deal with a door being slammed shut in your face. But how do you deal with not knowing? How do you deal with ambiguity? How do you deal with games? Like, that's a serious question. I'm literally asking you because I don't know. Like, I can't think of a healthy way to deal with that. When that's the case, like, you're going to start overthinking. You're going to start doubting yourself. You're going to end up looking back and you're going to have a lot of regret. And that's not healthy. So I say, not knowing, it hurts. It hurts a lot more than being rejected. So much more than being rejected, in my opinion. So, like, to me, like, this is a big revelation. And I don't think you'll ever regret being direct. I don't think you'll ever regret hearing no. But I do fundamentally believe you'll regret not being direct. You'll regret the things you didn't do, the things you didn't say, so much more than the things that you did say and you did do. You'll regret the things you never went for, the questions you never asked, because that puts you smack dab in the middle of that gray zone, and that's not where you want to be. So I say, make your life as direct as possible. And it's not like in an aggressive way, right? It's not like you're like calling your shot and pointing at the things you want. You're like, give me that. It's like you can be polite and soft and charming and cute and flirty and all those things. And I say, do that. Like, life's meant to be fun, of course. But at the end of the day, I really do believe that you are always, always, always capable of being more direct than you're currently being. And I think not only does it make life easier for everyone, but it's like the biggest flex of you, for you. It's the biggest sign of your self-esteem, of your confidence, that you're willing to take a step outside your comfort zone and align your words with your intentions. So I say, be direct. And the best way to do that is just ask yourself in the moment or before the moment, am I capable right now of being more direct? And it doesn't make you crazy to be a direct person. It doesn't make you some stage 5 clinger. Because everyone's crazy. Everyone has a little crazy in them. But I've learned that in our careers, in our dating lives, in our friendships, you name it, in any area of life, the best changes, the best areas of growth, they come from the unexpected. So I say, create unexpected moments for yourself and other people. Surprise yourself and other people and just be direct. And frankly, a lot of time it will be a surprise because most people aren't direct. Most people would rather drop hints and play games and circle back and pick your brain and hope to see you around, right? And again, that doesn't make any of those people bad people, right? I've been so guilty of this myself. But I think simply knowing and acknowledging that you're capable of being more direct, that's a great step in the right direction. And then step two, you act on it. That's the ultimate sign of your growth and your confidence. And I'm confident it'll bring you exciting and, again, sometimes unexpected changes in your life, but they'll be so rewarding. So that's it. I just want to say, push yourself to be direct. Hit the DM, send the email, make the call, walk up to that person, and just say what you mean and mean what you say. And do it because you're not afraid of hearing no. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Just something to think about. I hope that was helpful. If it was, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with a friend, tell them new episodes every Monday, every Thursday. I'd also love it if you check out newmindsethoodis.com. That's where I sell the 60-day new mindset journal and single is your superpower. You can pick them up both there. Thank you so much for supporting me. It really does mean a lot. But that's it. Thanks so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.